And welcome back to the Breakfast Club with Dave and Diane here on your community radio station, WTZQ. And we have a special guest with us this morning, don't we?
Yes, we do. We have Dr. Savannah Hightower from St. Luke's Hospital in Columbus. We love St. Luke's. Want to say, first of all, thank you, St. Luke's, for being a great partner of the radio station for a long time, but for your support for especially this month. St. Luke's is one of our major sponsors for the breast cancer awareness, because October is breast cancer awareness. Go get your mammogram. Pay attention to what's happening.
So we're about to get yours, too.
I am indeed, and I'm going to be going to St. Luke's. So, Savannah, hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. Now, tell us a little bit about you.
I am Savannah Hightower, and I have been a nurse practitioner for 5 years. I graduated initially from Greenville Tech, and then I went on to Clemson University, and then I went over to the other side to finish my nurse practitioner degree at the University of South Carolina. And I've always had a love for oncology patients. I did that when I was at the very beginning of my career, and then I did some critical care. And then now that I've been back in the nurse practitioner role, I have always cared for oncology patients with Dr. Stevenson as well, my whole career, and they're very near and dear to my heart. And in my free time, which, you know, doesn't seem to be very much lately, I like to spend it with my family. My husband and I have twin 4-year-old boys, and so anything that we can do outside and enjoying the beautiful upstate here and trying Polk County, all of that is one of our favorite things to do.
That's wonderful. Hey, I have to take them down to Saturday Night Lights this weekend. Oktoberfest.
Yes. We love it. We love all the things at the Equestrian Center. It's it definitely keeps us busy.
Right. Okay, so St. Luke's, I love your hospital so much because it is just a wonderful personal facility.
Yes, it is. It's truly like a little family. Everyone everyone just kind of loves on you from the second you walk in the door. And I noticed that from my time being here. Everybody's just so welcoming. And it's just a homey place to be that you feel like you're important. Everybody
feels important. So, Savannah, this is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So can you tell us what can women do to monitor for their breast cancer at home?
There's a lot that they can actually do themselves, but it is most important to know their normal. They can monitor themselves monthly with self-breast exams to see if there have been any changes, like has there been a change in the size or the shape of their breast? Mm-hmm. Has there been any dimpling or puckering of the skin, any other lumps or hard knots under, not only the breast, you know, the underarm is very important too. So those are all things that they can mm-hmm. do themselves at home every month to monitor.
And what age should women start screening for breast cancer? And how long, I mean, should they do it every month, every year, every 5 years? What's the new normal now?
Well, women should start with their self-breast exams early at home and with their healthcare provider, their yearly visits, you know, early into their 20s, you know, even before then they can mm-hmm. start the practice. It's never too early. But however, mammography needs to be started yearly at the age of 40.
Okay.
If you're at an increased risk for developing breast cancer due to your genetics, then you can always start earlier, and no provider is going to question that.
No.
But screening should definitely be yearly, as long as the woman is healthy. And there's really not an end number for age, because everybody is an individual and they're different and their health status is different. So as long as you're healthy, you should continue to do it yearly after you're 40.
Mm-hmm. And, okay, so you find something or something doesn't feel right or look right. What do you do? Who do you tell? I mean, I think that's a real concern for women. They're not sure what to do.
Right.
Other
a lot of
panic.
Times, you know, you detect it and that sense of panic arises that you don't know what to do next. But right away, you want to voice your concerns to your primary care provider, or some people, depending on their age and where they're at in their season of life, they're established with their GYN, and so they can reach out to them. But definitely your primary care provider is a great place to immediately go to, and they can assist you with ordering your imaging and follow-ups here at St. Luke's.
Awesome. And does St. Luke's, what does St. Luke's have to offer now in the way of screening and breast cancer treatments? Because I know a lot of things have changed down there that our ladies and our men need to know about.
Right. St. Luke's has made leaps and bounds, and they're very top of the line now with our 3D mammography. They have it for screening purposes and diagnosing. Biopsies can actually be performed right here at St. Luke's on site when necessary, after you have a screening mammogram that needs to be followed up on. So you don't have to think, okay, well, I'll get it there and then I need to go somewhere else for the biopsy. We can do that right here. And subsequently, Dr. Stevens and I provide care to patients with breast cancer diagnosis by guiding their treatment plan, whether it be through chemotherapy, immunotherapy, hormone therapy, or just close monitoring after a diagnosis and treatment, following the routine standard of care after a breast cancer diagnosis. We follow people for many years afterwards, just giving them the additional support that they need. And also, we have genetic testing, which is a very big thing for us. We are able to do genetic testing here in our office, as well as offer breast cancer prevention guidelines to those who are at risk for developing breast cancers. The genetics can play a big role in breast cancer, as well as many other things like routine alcohol use, obesity, long-term estrogen replacement therapy. So you can always ask your primary care provider if you feel like those are things that are concerning to you, and they can call our office, or even you can call our office yourself, and we'll be happy to talk with you.
Right. Now, when you say genetic testing, tell us what you're talking about exactly.
So genetic testing is actually just a blood draw. We have a company that, or there are several companies, but we are able to do a lab draw and send it off, and it will tell if you have any genetics that have predisposed you to developing breast cancer. So if your mother had it and her sister had it and her mom had it, then okay, is there something to that? Or
right.
Is it just all by coincidence? And we are able to help figure that out, and then that kind of drives your care and monitoring moving forward, just letting you know, okay, do I need to change in how I am being monitored?
Right.
Or if you were diagnosed, it can also help determine the care that is best for you.
Now, as a woman, would that be like that, what we've read about, that BRCA gene?
Yes, the BRCA 1 and 2, but now, thankfully, with all of the support for breast cancer, they have found in many studies that there are more genetics that play roles.
Uh-huh.
And so there's actually like there's the breast cancer panel, but then there's a multitude of other that they also test for. So those can be very helpful too.
Wow.
And again, on the mammography, when you just have your basic routine mammogram up here at St. Luke's, they will give you, it's called a Gale score. And that score can determine your risk for breast cancer and how closely you should be monitored. And so on that report, it goes to your primary care provider. And depending on that, you could ask your primary care provider, well, hey, can I just go and meet Savannah and Dr. Stevenson to discuss this, to kind of see what this looks like for me?
Mm-hmm.
And we're happy to try to help. Helping beforehand is equally as rewarding as helping afterwards.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Because if you can have an ounce of care that causes some prevention, then how wonderful
is
that? Right?
For sure. It's huge. And we love to develop relationships on that side of things.
Right. And you're a nurse practitioner with St. Luke's in the oncology department. And we appreciate you coming and being with us today so much. And what do you think? Now, I think that screening, like mammograms, is that still like the number one way of examination for women?
Yes. Early detection through screening is credited with saving thousands of lives each year. So it is absolutely huge. You know, doing what you can do at home is also wonderful, but following up with those screenings can truly save lives, because
right.
Early detection is key. And so talking with your provider about scheduling your mammogram at St. Luke's, it could truly save your life.
Right. And thank you again so much for coming. And real quickly, I did want to mention that breast cancer is not just for women. It is also for men.
Yes, ma'am, you are correct. And that definitely, if you have someone in your family that was a male that has been diagnosed, then that really can be a trigger point for you to think, okay, is this genetic? Because that many times can be. And so, yes, males included, monitoring for any changes. Is there anything that you see outside of the normal? Then that is not something that you keep to yourself at all, and you want to definitely report it to your primary care provider, and then they will see that you are followed up on for sure, and will be happy to take care of women and men equally.
Thank you again so much. This has been wonderful information, and we really encourage everyone to please pay attention and, pay attention to your body. Don't be afraid to ask questions and go and seek the answers.
Right, and we can take care of you right here at home, which makes it all the more better. So,
Absolutely.
I'm hopeful that this can be very helpful to the people that are around us, and we can take care of the community that we love so much.
Absolutely, absolutely. St. Luke's Hospital in Columbus, a beautiful, wonderful place to be. They just loving and caring. And again, we thank you. Thank you, Savannah, for joining us. And if you have any questions about this, then don't hesitate to call into the station. We'll be happy to hook you up with Savannah and the great folks at St. Luke's, and or just go see your primary care physician.
Right. Tell them to send you our way, and we'll be happy to take care of you. Thank you so much for having me.
And thank you so much for joining us today on Local Focus.